With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least five people have died, many injured. Thousands have been evacuated in deadly wildfires in the Los Angeles area.
Residents are fleeing from burning homes through flames, ferocious winds, and towering clouds of smoke. Actor Steve Guttenberg told Sky News what evacuations looked like in Manhattan Beach.
There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. And we had to figure out how to pop a wheelie with these wheelchairs. There were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
Thousands of firefighters were battling at least three separate blazes. LA Fire Chief says at least two people were killed and over 1,000 structures have been destroyed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Democrat Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass stood in silence when questioned about her response to the wildfires engulfing the city. Despite knowledge of the massive windstorm moving towards the California coastline, Bass was in the African country of Ghana on a taxpayer-funded trip. Backlash began immediately following reports that Bass cut nearly $20 million from the Los Angeles Fire Department budget and increased as word spread that fire hydrants in the affected areas had little to no water due to a lack of water in the reservoirs. When questioned about her response to the fire by a Sky News reporter Wednesday, Bass appeared stone-faced and remained silent for nearly 2 minutes. Firefighters in California have been hampered in the efforts due to the lack of water previously mentioned. California businessman and former Los Angeles mayoral candidate Rick Caruso said in an interview that Pacific Palisades had no water in the hydrants, and he slammed the local government for mismanaging resources like a, quote, third world country, end quote. President Trump, meanwhile, calling for Governor Gavin Newsom to resign following his handling of the fires. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is dividing atheists.
It seems you don't even have to believe in God to question the idea that a person can somehow change his or her sex. The honorary board of the Freedom From Religion Foundation has dissolved after three members quit in a dispute over transgenderism. Some atheists accept the idea that people can change their sex while others don't. And it seems the two sides cannot paper over their differences even to achieve their ideal of a godless society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
McDonald's is joining a growing list of companies pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others also dropping their efforts to promote the queer trans agenda and other liberal causes amid a backlash from customers and the election of President Trump. Officials at Walmart say they'll stop selling queer trans products aimed at kids, like chest binders for girls posing as boys. This is SRN News. This week's cross-country winter weather wallop means different things to farmers in different places.
In Kansas, the biggest blizzard in more than a century had livestock producers scrambling to safeguard their herds. In Iowa and parts of Minnesota, farmers were relieved for a real cold snap that goes deeper in the soil to help kill future pests. Further north in the Midwest, though, growers of winter crops like alfalfa worry that a lack of adequate snow cover leaves their plants vulnerable to cold and ice. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump placing blame for the Southern California wildfires on President Biden and California Governor Gavin Newsom. Trump took to Truth Social Wednesday, saying Newsom refused to sign the water restoration declaration put before him that would have allowed millions of gallons of water to flow daily into many parts of the state. And he criticized Biden, saying FEMA does not have enough money to help those in need. More details at SRNnews.com.